This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President-elect Biden is calling the Trump administration's rollout of coronavirus vaccines a dismal failure. Later today, the president-elect will reveal how he plans to get shots into arms quicker. But last night, he gave us a look at his overall COVID-19 battle plan.
One of the crucial facets of President-elect Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan is his push for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days of his presidency. Los Angeles mayor and fellow Democrat Eric Garcetti says the effort is daunting but doable.
There's no question that getting a vaccine, as it is right now, twice to every American is the largest logistical undertaking that I've ever seen.
Biden says any economic recovery won't happen without controlling the coronavirus. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President-elect Biden also wants to send $1,400 more to most Americans to add to the $600 they're getting now in COVID relief money. The FBI is warning those who may want to start trouble leading up to Inauguration Day. We know who you are. The words of FBI Director Christopher Wray in his first public appearance since Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th.
FBI Director Chris Wray says authorities are tracking calls for potential armed protests here in Washington and in state capitals nationwide. States are ramping up security and parts of D.C. are on lockdown, with tourists on the National Mall and elsewhere replaced by National Guard troops, some armed with rifles. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The AP has seen public records and others that show at least 21 current or former members of the military or law enforcement have been identified as being at or near the riot at the U.S. Capitol building. This is AP News. Toyota's in trouble with the government. The AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Toyota will pay $180 million to settle U.S. government allegations that it failed to report and fix pollution control defects in its vehicles for a decade. Along with the settlement, Toyota also agreed to investigate future emissions-related defects quickly and report them to the EPA in a timely manner. The Japanese company was accused in a government lawsuit of delays in filing 78 emissions defect reports as required by the Clean Air Act. In a statement, Toyota said it reported the problems to the EPA 5 years ago after finding a, quote, process gap that brought delays in filing the reports. I'm Shelley Adler.
A pet industry group says we spent about $99 billion last year on our cats and dogs. And now Petco has doggy food that's safe for you to eat. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.